Okay, guys, what is going on? This is Taylor Jones Podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a recap of the Joe Rogan, Dr. Peter McCullough interview, probably one of the most important podcasts of the year. So hope you guys enjoy. All right, guys, so I'm going to keep this super short. Again, the purpose of this podcast today is to summarize what I believe to be one of the most crucial and detrimental podcasts that have been recorded in 2021. So, but I want to preface this, the purpose of this podcast, and I'm going to be keep it super to the point because I know a lot of you guys are, you know, busy, and I want to get the most important talking points that were hit on this podcast available to you guys so that you guys know what is the most important stuff. So, I want to preface these talking points with a couple things. I truly believe that COVID-19, the pandemic, yes, this is an extremely sad and scary time to be alive. I understand that. But I truly believe the amount of lies and also censorship on social media, but also the misinformation that's going around is probably the biggest lie that we've ever been told as an American public, for sure. And possibly in human history. I don't know if I could go that far. I mean, I don't know history that well, but it's really, really alarming to hear what was said on this podcast. So I'm going to preface that with you guys. Again, whether you're pro-vax, anti-vax, liberal, conservative, I really hope that you guys will listen to this, the end of this, because, and I'll tell you why, both of these people that are on this podcast, whatever your beliefs are, they're dedicated professionals, both Joe Rogan and Dr. Peter McCullough, dedicated to the truth, that are genuinely seeking to get the truth into the hands of the general public. And if you guys can't tell that, then I guess that's on you. And I can't, you know, I can't fix stupid. So I really hope you guys listen to that. And again, I just took some notes and I'm going to jump right in. So basically, probably the most detrimental thing that I've heard from this podcast was since the beginning of the pandemic, when COVID-19 broke out, came to America in early March, the shutdowns happened, there has been an active suppression of early treatment. And what Dr. Peter McCullough believes, and again, I'm paraphrasing, guys, so please go listen to the whole episode yourself. But he believes that potentially the reason this happened was because the emergency use case for vaccination can only happen if there are no other treatments. That's one of the clauses. So there was an active suppression of hydroxychloroquine, which there is some evidence showing that the effectiveness of this drug as an early treatment. So if you guys get anything out of this podcast, whatever you believe in, just know that if you have a loved one that could potentially, that is high risk, that could get COVID, they should be looking into understanding early treatment and looking into things like hydroxychloroquine. And please, please, please go look up the name of this antibody that you can get from a doctor. I forget the name of it, but it's an IV. Joe Rogan got it. It's part of like the kitchen sink. Just Google kitchen sink early treatment. There's a series of drugs you can take that dramatically decrease your viral load and susceptibility of spread throughout your body of COVID-19, and your likelihood of hospitalization and dying dramatically decreases. There's clearly an active suppression throughout organizations, governmental bodies that are trying to suppress this, and no one is talking about it, and it's probably the biggest, that's part of the biggest lie that we're being told, is that there is no early treatment. There definitely is. Now, obviously, we're still exploring, but that's probably one of the biggest things that they talked about in this podcast was early treatment. Okay, what else was really, really important? So, there were two or three false narratives that are being fed through social media and then in the news that are completely false. This is really, really, really alarming. There are two or three false narratives that we are being told that most people, average people that don't think for themselves, are accepting as true and are absolutely false. So, one of these being is that you can get COVID more than once. You cannot get COVID more than once. Go listen to this podcast. The evidence is fucking alarming, guys. You cannot get COVID more than once. Once you get it, you fucking can't get it again. This is so important. And they're going to want to, for whatever reason, probably something to do with the profit of pharmaceutical companies, they're going to try to continue to preach this narrative that you can get it more than once so that you keep getting your fucking booster shot and keep getting exposed to these spike proteins every 6 months. You don't need to do that. If you've already gotten COVID, you're set. They literally do not have one case where people... They literally do not have one case, evidence-based, where like a double-backed study where people have both taken both an antigen and a PCR test and confirmed that the person has gotten COVID twice. It's literally not possible. And if it is possible, it's extremely rare, like 1 to 100 million. It's literally almost impossible. So that's one of the big false narratives. The other big false narrative was that, let me check my notes here. I forget, honestly, but I'll come back to that. Okay, so what else? 18,000 people confirmed have died, at least have died, of taking the vaccine. Furthermore, 30,000 people are permanently disabled. At least 30,000 people are permanently disabled directly within a week of taking the vaccine. Also, the biggest false narrative is that these vaccines have an FDA approval. They do not. None of them do. These are all research, and you are the test subjects. According to the Nuremberg Code, it is illegal to pressure anybody into being involved in a research study. All the COVID-19 vaccines, every single one of them, are research trials. Now, the most beautiful thing about this podcast is that we are not here, I'm not here to tell you whether or not to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine. Here's the important thing. Guess what? The vaccine actually does have some effectiveness on lowering your susceptibility to hospitalization and death. There is some effectiveness. I think it dropped it from like some mortality rates in this VA study from like 9% chance of dying to like 6%. It did lower it. There is some efficacy there. Now, if you've already gotten COVID-19, though, there is some risk involved. Well, there's some risk involved no matter what taking the vaccine, but you're slightly at more risk if you've already gotten COVID-19. It seems to me that it doesn't really make sense to get the COVID-19 vaccination if you've already gotten COVID-19. Okay? So that's a really important talking point that I want you guys to know. You listen to this. Young children are 3 to 6 times more likely to develop myocarditis, which is basically heart problems, severe heart problems, and inflammation in the heart, difficulty breathing. Young children are 3 to 6 times more likely to develop myocarditis post-vaccine than to be hospitalized from COVID. Guys, in my personal opinion, after listening to this podcast, I really don't think it's intelligent if you have young children to be getting them vaccinated. They're not high risk. Their chance of dying from COVID is extremely low. And after reading this, I know people that have heart problems now that say they have difficulty breathing, difficulty in their chest, and pain in their chest directly after taking COVID. And I believe this is mild signs of myocarditis. The entire vaccine rollout is a research trial. I believe this is the biggest lie told to the American people. Yep. Okay, early treatment's the most effective. Yeah, guys, that's pretty much it, honestly. Also, I don't know if I said this already, but there's evidence alarmingly showing that there was collusion and meetings that took place about COVID-19. And development of COVID-19 vaccine technology even before the pandemic happened. So that's a warning sign saying, okay, well, it's not like COVID-19 happened and then we started researching this shit. It seems more likely that some people potentially knew about this. Again, guys, I just wanted to really quickly recap some of the most important pieces. I hope you guys found this helpful. I really hope you guys will go watch and listen to the entire podcast with Joe Rogan. This was absolutely detrimental. And I think that if you are a human being right now that is dedicated to learning the truth of what's going on, this is a great place to start. They also recommended two books. I bought both of those books. They mentioned them in the first 30 minutes to an hour of the podcast. I think one of them was called like The United States of Fear or something. Basically, we're in a mass psychosis right now. The entire United States has been basically put in this mass psychosis of fear, where we're so scared that we're really just taking orders. And I think we need to be really, really, really careful about that. And yeah, if you guys haven't already, again, I just wanted to do a quick recap. Go watch the podcast. Yeah, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. And God bless.